Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. And it's time for the 5-on-5. And once again, the 5-on-5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the color experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. You will truly get something to be grateful for.
The 5-on-5 today, I thought we'd do things that are, you know, we forget to notice them. We're talking about being stuck in a rut today. We're talking about being like, blah, you know, and sometimes it's because we forget to notice what's going on. Like you said, we forget to be grateful for things. So these things are so important, and sometimes we forget to be grateful for them.
Pay attention.
Yeah. So number five, laughter. You know, it takes us out of ourself and our selfish concerns, and it hooks us up with other people naturally.
You know, it's funny because it's one of my greatest joys in the world. And when I say that, it can sound trite. I don't know what the word would be. When my wife laughs, it just lights something up inside of me that it gives me such true joy.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
To hear her laugh.
And to hear anybody you love laugh, it's a good thing. Yeah. Number four, I put safety and security. You know, when you're feeling safe and secure, you might not be celebrating it. It's only when you don't feel it that you notice it. And these senses, you know, relieve fear and let us feel comfortable in our own skin. Just to feel safe and secure. Where are you right now? Are you safe? Are you secure? Be grateful for it. It's a great thing.
There are people that are not.
That's right. Number three, fresh air. You know, breathing deeply in and out in fresh air, it makes us feel peaceful and connected, but it makes us live, you know? We got to breathe. And it's funny, you don't notice how important breathing is till you can't do it, till you have a cold or till things are changing in your body. I see people on oxygen sometimes and I think, wow, that's heavy, because breathing is such a given.
Well, you know, oxygen is one thing, but you know what? If you want to get a real perspective on it, Google China pollution, because in the news lately, they've been showing, I mean, there are days where your visibility is extremely limited from pollution.
Oh.
From pollution. People in the streets wearing particle masks,
wow.
You know, from pollution.
Just to walk down
it's,
the street.
The air is pretty much toxic that you're breathing.
Oh, that's intense. Number two, home. Now, many things came to your mind when I said the word, whether it's a house, an apartment, a tent, but having a place that you call home, it means a strong sense of belonging. It means a place where you can go to be, where you're meant to be.
To me and my lovely diet, synonymous with sanctuary.
Yeah, it's a good word, home. And the last one I put is health. You know, it's easy to be grateful for wellness and regular care that allows us to live to our fullest. But sometimes we forget, you know. You'll hear people mention when they're not well, but they don't mention when they are. You know, I'm so well. I feel great today. You know, I'm feeling alive and alert. I've slept great. You always hear when I didn't get any sleep last night, but, oh, I slept great last night. You've heard people say that.
Well,
doesn't that sound good? It makes you smile, like, oh, good for you. That's great.
Yeah, and I can let my emotional state of being make me forget my physical state of being.
Right, right. But so those were just five things that they might go by the wayside because you might not be thinking about them, but they're happening.
Pay attention.
Pay attention and notice what makes you happy. We're talking about what to do when you feel stuck. You know, the first thing we said, once you become aware, you need to figure out if you're suffering from mixed messages at a personal level. It's like, I feel bad about this, but I'm unwilling to do this about it. If I didn't have to do that, I would do something, you know. And that's a hard place to be, because you just don't feel bad enough then. And it will get worse. The problem is sometimes things can progress in a negative venue too, especially when nobody's doing anything to move them forward. So the awareness comes first, and then figure out, where are you in willingness? Are you willing? Now that the awareness has come, ask for willingness. It's also a free gift. Ask for the willingness. Say, help me be willing to be willing.
Been there, done that.
You know, not even willing yet. And then we talked about, is something making you feel afraid? And if you looked at it and you think about the change, but it makes you feel nervous about getting out of the rut, makes you feel nervous, you might cry. I often talk in the teaching I do about babies in dirty diapers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Babies in a dirty diaper, it's an abusive thing when a child's diaper hasn't been changed for a really long time. And the person that is put in the position to change that diaper, that baby is going to cry because it's going to hurt. When a child's been sitting in that acid for a long time, their skin has responded to it, unfortunately. And it's going to be uncomfortable as it's exposed to the air, as it's cleaned from there, and as it's recovered. But it will begin to heal. Without doing that work, it can't heal. You have to start somewhere. And that's what I'm asking you to do on this step. Stay in the now. Identify the fear. Be honest. Maybe, I'm throwing this out, I'm asking you to do something hard. Maybe you should write about it. You know, journaling is a technique that we talk about here, and a lot of you raise your eyebrows and say, yeah, I'm not willing to do that. You know, I'll do anything but write about it. But, you know, journaling, it helps you come to grips with it. And then from that journaling, you can start to visualize and see the difference. See, you know, what it's like. I had a friend last night, my friend Andrea said to me, She's in a lottery pool. And she said, I've started to pray that God would help me know how to use the money wisely when it comes. And I kind of laughed with her and I said, that's a great prayer. She goes, yeah, yeah. So I'm not saying let us win. I'm saying, oh, just guide me and let me know how to use the money when it comes, you know. And I thought that was kind of fun. But that's kind of what she's saying is she's bypassing all that negativity, and she's just saying, okay, when it comes, this help me know what to do with it. And that's what we're saying about the second part about this, staying in the now. Identify the fear. Be honest. You know, find a way to get it out.
You know, one of the things that we often reference is make it a point to have at least one person in your life that you can open up to, that you can share the fears with.
Right, right. Well, and then the third thing I'm going to say is, you know when it's time to get help from a professional. Mm-hmm. Because some of us have things that we may need more help than just journaling or just, you know, listening to Beth on the radio and saying, oh, I'm going to try and do what she said and see if it helps. You know, listen to your loved ones. Your loved ones know if you need professional help. It's kind of a weird thing, but they generally know. Be honest with yourself and be honest with your professional, whoever it is. Ask for help. You know, some therapists specialize. So if you have an issue that you're dealing with, maybe it's a grief. Maybe you're suffering from grief. I spoke to a woman a few years ago that I was working with. She had lost two children to overdose. Two addicted children had died to overdose. She needs to see somebody who understands that. She needs to see a therapist who understands that and can help her come to grips with the fact that addiction is a disease, not a choice. They didn't choose that. They were addicted. They were suffering from a disease. And that is one of the ways that disease takes people out. And whatever it is, go to somebody, a professional with a good reputation, for the issue that you're facing. If you're dealing with grief, go to somebody with a good reputation that can help you walk through that.
And you know, another alternative too, and absolutely, if you need that sort of help, open your mind to it or reach out for it. But there are groups of people that meet that have common. Are you getting to that?
Yeah, we'll get to that soon. But to go ahead and say it.
Well, that just have had a common situation, be it a common tragedy or a common experience that was a challenge, and they have come to common solutions, and they meet together, and it's support. It also disputes that separation. You're not alone in it.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first one we're talking about now is the one-on-one kind of work. And there's some one-on-one therapies that I always recommend. We had Dr. Andrew Dobo on a couple weeks ago talking about EMDR. And it was a pretty heavy conversation, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. And you can also Google his book because I read his book.
Yeah.
His book is wonderful.
His book is wonderful. And I probably have it written right back in here somewhere.
Changing Something at the Speed of Thought.
Yeah. You can buy the book. Let's see. He's a licensed psychologist and collaborative counseling center. It's Unburdening Souls at the Speed of Thought. That's the name of his book.
Yep.
Unburdening Souls at the Speed of Thought. But one of the things, now he's just one person that does EMDR. There's other professionals that do EMDR. Maybe you're listening on iHeartRadio and you're in another state. Google EMDR in your area and see if you can find somebody that does it there. Because it's a different kind of therapy approach that treats trauma. And a lot of people that get stuck in a rut are stuck because of something that happened years before that never got worked out.
Processed.
Yeah, they never processed it. And that can help. The EMDR is just one of the therapies that can help. I recommend NET therapy.
Well, I think one difference there too is the NET can help identify things that you're not even aware of.
Absolutely. You know, the neuro-emotional technique. And that's offered by different people, usually acupuncture physicians. And we had Kate Hoffman in, and she mm-hmm. talked about that. She talked about the NET, the neuro-emotional technique, and how it's used. And basically, some of this one-on-one therapy that you can do will help you with that. You know, Lee, there's another one-on-one therapy, and it sounds crazy, but I watch it help people. And that's a physical coach. It's one thing. People will go to the gym or go get exercise or go walk the bridge or go whatever it is they want to do to get movement. But sometimes what you need to change, the professional you need, is a coach, somebody that will be with you and work out a training program.
You mean like a trainer?
Yeah, so that you know what to do.
It's changed my life, Beth.
Yeah, and that's one-on-one counseling. And that's what we're talking about.
And it's also been motivating for me.
Yeah. So look around you for the professionals in your area. See who can help you because they're there and they want to help. And there are people that can help you. So whether it's a therapist that does EMDR or an acupuncture physician who does NET or a trainer that does works with you physically, you know, it can be, there's so many ways to get help.
But
these days.
At the root of it all is what we're talking about is taking an action, deciding that you recognize an issue, deciding you're not willing to settle, do something. And
absolutely.
If it's a baby step, start with a baby step.
Start with a baby step. Look for the person. Go online and look for a professional that can help with your issue. We're going to take a short break. And when we kind of come back, we're going to keep talking about what to do when you're stuck. Don't stay there. We want you back.
Solution, baby.
We need you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're talking today about how to get unstuck. Are you stuck in some place where you've just been there for too long and it's time to move and get a better life? Let's talk about some of the things. The first thing is becoming aware of it. We mentioned that. Once you're aware of it, you got to make some decisions. You know, you need to stay in the now. Find out, is something make you upset and nervous or afraid, figure that out and talk to some, you know, talk about the fear, identify it or write about it. Get it out, though. Get it out. And the next thing, figure out if you need professional help. Some of the things that are buried deep within us, they might be better handled by professional care. There's therapists, there's acupuncture physicians, there's even trainers at the gym. Believe it or not, those people can help you because they can get you to change.
Move a muscle, change a thought.
Absolutely, change the way you feel. And the next thing I wanted to talk about, Lee referred to it, take action. Do what will help. And I mean really take action. And it could be movement, it could be meditation, but do what will help. For some of you listening, you have an issue that's keeping you in a rut, and maybe there's a group that could help you with that. I jokingly said something about some people make a date with a half gallon of ice cream or a bottle of wine at the end of their day, and that's all they do. That's they want those. If you have kids that are still awake, you want them in bed so that you can be alone with your ice cream or your bottle of wine.
They've decided to settle for that for their solution.
Yeah, and it's not a solution.
No.
It's just a day in, day out grind, and it gets worse, never better.
And we're back to nothing changes if nothing changes.
You eat more ice cream, not less. You don't go to the smaller portion. You drink more wine, not less.
So it's progressive.
It's a progressive issue. And as it progresses, other things happen to you. Your body feels bad, you know.
Emotionally, because you don't feel good about yourself.
Right. You're just, you know, what will help you? Maybe a 12-step group. Maybe Overeaters Anonymous. Maybe Alcoholics Anonymous. Maybe Al-Anon. Maybe watching someone else do those things. Go to a group where you learn how to deal with the people in your life that you love that are stuck with those things. Regular appointments with your professional we just talked about. That's part of it. Taking action. Do what will help. Did you decide that working with a trainer at the gym is going to be what gets you off your butt and into the solution? Maybe that's what you need. But make regular appointments. Don't just make 3 appointments and hope that it's going to just reset your whole life. Make it a regular routine until you get into that regular routine.
Oh, I've got one for you. Any of you out there paying a lazy tax? Now, let me tell you what I call a lazy tax. A lazy tax is every month you're paying for a gym membership. When's the last time you went? You know, because I can't tell you for how long I belonged to gyms and didn't go, but I paid every single month.
Yeah. And take action. You know, whether it's the group or whether it's the regular appointment with your professional. How about this one? Daily movement. You know, some people I know get up and they walk first thing before they can choose not to. Are you one of those people that say, I keep telling myself I'm going to walk every night after dinner, but I just haven't done it? Well, then don't do it at night. Do it in the morning. Set your alarm 20 minutes early. Get up 20 minutes early and go out and walk. Now, we're in Vero Beach, Florida, and we've been cold the last few days. So I know some of you up north are going, do you know where I live? You know. So some of you listening on iHeartRadio are saying, do you know where we live, Beth? We're not going out walking. But maybe those are the people that need to go to the gym or get the treadmill or do whatever it is that you're doing. But make if daily movement is your goal, do it early before the day gets away from you. Try it. Just try it that way. The other thing, you know, I can't have somebody who's stuck and not tell them about spiritual heat.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I've used this for many years, and it always gets me unstuck. I have it's from the 12 steps, and it's a 10th and 11th step practice together. It was suggested to me that if I practiced those 2 steps together, I would form an unshakable foundation for my life.
Okay, so now unshakable foundation for life. Is that something that would or should or could be desired exclusively by people with addiction or substance issues?
No.
No, that sounds pretty good to me for anybody.
For anybody. And I'm telling you, I do it every day. And I'll when I do it with a pen, when I actually write it out, my days are even better. And I'll tell you, I see the higher power in my days more quickly. I'm not in the rut. When I'm doing that every day, I can't stay in that rut. It's an amazing thing. So what is it? Daily heat. It's a way to connect and get clear. And what it is four little letters, H-E-A-T. And I do a little journal book. H is honor. I talk to my higher power. I praise my higher power. I lift up the name of my higher power. Whatever you want to say, whatever your higher power is, write about it there. Not about you. Not about how the higher power is helping you. Just about the higher power. How wonderful it is.
And we're not talking pages and pages.
Oh, no, no. It can be two sentences.
Yep.
It can be two sentences. But connect with that. That's the H. The E is examine. I look at my day before. It's funny. When I'm doing this every day, I have less to write on that line, on this examine line.
Ah.
It's funny because I'm more conscious and aware throughout my day. But maybe there's things that I did. Maybe you did have the three bowls of ice cream last night, and that's on your mind. Maybe you write that there. Maybe it's something else you did.
But it's not just negatives.
No, it's negatives and positives. It's examining my day, where I could have done better, where I did do better, where I saw a change, where I saw something new and exciting in my life, where I felt a new and exciting feeling.
Well, I like where I've heard people say, What did I do for myself? What did I do for my higher power? And what did I do for others?
Yeah, that's a good way to check it out. But the examination is to look at that. And then A is ask. I ask for what I need. I ask the higher power for what I need. I have a list of people. And if I tell you I'm going to pray for you, I just write your name on that list. I don't tell God what you need. I just tell God your name. And I lift that list. And I list things that are personal to me. I have a sister who just had a bypass surgery the other day. Her name's up there. She's on my list too, but I repeat it again on that other part.
And I bet she just made a whole bunch of other lists.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the deal. And then the T is thank. I write five things, kind of like our five on five, five things for which I'm grateful every day.
There's a hook.
The hook is you can never repeat them. You can never, if you're thankful for your child, that's great. You got that child's name down. Next time you write it, you don't get to write that child. You might say the way he looks when he's trying to pull one over on me. You might say the sound of his laughter, like you mentioned about your wife, Diane. The sound of the laughter of the person you love, whatever it is. But list those things. And, you know, H-E-A-T, do it. Try it. I'll tell you what, it will help you connect and get clear. And the last part about taking action, ask for help. Make a date with a friend that you can be consistent with, and just kind of check in. I meet with two women every week. We're called the Manna Sisters. We check each other out. We talk to each other. We connect. We tell each other where we're excelling, where we're not succeeding. We encourage each other. We lift up each other. We lament with each other.
And as we spoke in the beginning of the show, you have come to trust them.
That's right. So that's what we're telling you. Get out of the rut. Tell the voices in your head to shut up if they're telling you to stay stuck. You don't have to stay stuck. It will take a little action on your part.
But you're so worth the effort.
Oh, my goodness. We need you so badly. Look around you in this world. A lot of people say there's a lot wrong with the world. All I see is people not giving their best. Because if we all brought it to the table, we would take over that negative effect in this world so quickly. We need you.
Focus on your gots, not your knots.
Yeah, focus on the gots, not the knots. We'll be here next week. We'll be talking to you. Hopefully, you'll be out of the rut, and you'll be telling us. If you want to communicate with us, you can always write to us at bethwe.com. There's a contact us on that page. Look through that website. There's a lot of gifts and tools there. We'd love to share them with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Thursday. You want to say bye, Lee?
Best hour of my week.
Take care.